The city of Syracuse is moving along with a plan to make a half-mile section of Euclid Avenue near Syracuse University more bicycle-friendly. WAER Scott Willis reports if the project gets the necessary approvals soon, work could still be done this year.
If you've ever seen Euclid Ave during the school year, let alone the summer, you'll notice it's used by vehicles, pedestrians, bicyclists, and even skateboarders. It's the main drag between campus and the Eastside University neighborhood. Yet there are no defined bike lanes, and it can be challenging, even dangerous, for bicyclists to navigate around cars.
What we want to do is line up our bike lanes exactly the same way as you come off Comstock and turn onto Euclid. So if you're heading in one direction, you're going to have another lane to go in. It doesn't all of a sudden disappear.
DPW Commissioner Pete O'Connor says the $935,000 project is part of the Euclid Avenue Bike and Pedestrian Network expansion, which extends from Comstock to Westcott Street. He says they're likely to replace curbs, add accessible curb cuts, and repave the roadway. But he says details of the final design of the bike lane and parking accommodations are still being worked out. O'Connor says they're trying to balance the priorities of the various stakeholders, including the bikers.
They'd rather have no parking at all so they can have bike lanes on both sides for that whole stretch and not have to worry about anything. And it's really not feasible because of all the, you know, the residents in that area. A lot of them are SU students, but they rent, and the landlords need parking to be able to rent their apartments, because if they can't rent their apartments because of no parking, you know, then they're suffering.
O'Connor says parking might only be permitted on one side of Euclid Avenue and the bike lane on the other. He hopes the final plan is something most can agree with.
Obviously, you can never please everybody, but we're trying to meet and give them a nice compromise, and everybody should walk away feeling like they did get something and should be happy.
Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on these and other stories, go to WAER.org.